Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I am delighted to be joined by Scott Masage, General Manager of the Intel Omnipath Business Unit. Welcome, Scott. How's it going?
Thanks. Things are well here.
Now, it's been unbelievably almost 2 years since we've talked about Omnipath on Chip Chat. So why don't we just start with an introduction of Omnipath and where it's seeing traction in the marketplace?
Sure. We're about a year in. Our first product shipped in June of last year. We've seen tremendous take-up in the high-performance computing space, and more specifically in the science and research segments of high-performance computing. There's something called the Top 500, which is a list of the 500 most powerful supercomputers on the planet. And that list comes out twice a year, so we had a nice synchronization point in June in Frankfurt where that list was published. And some very nice outcomes for Omnipath on that list. We had more systems on the Top 500 than our competitors do with the InfiniBand-based fabric. And as a percentage of systems in the top 100, which is, of course, the hardest ones to get listed, we had a higher percentage than our competitor did. So some nice evidence of uptake in the 1 year that we've been in the marketplace.
And I think that this has been faster than maybe what even was expected by the market for this technology. Tell me about why it's so attractive to high-performance computing customers as they're assembling these massive compute clusters.
Our value proposition is always going to start with performance. High-performance computing customers make their purchase decisions based on, will my application go faster in competing configuration or system? The second point is around price performance, because customers decide first on performance and second most often on price performance. And here we have a significant advantage relative to our competition. And it's not just because we're willing to take a lower price than our competitors are. It's because we actually have a better system that makes it more price competitive. Our switch radix for Omnipath has 48 ports per switch ASIC. And that's compared to 36 ports and our competitors. So essentially for the same silicon cost, we can deliver significantly more ports. But that also means we can build larger system-based topologies of switches with fewer pieces of system switching, which means less cables, which helps drives down our cost as well. So from a price performance perspective, we frequently lead our competitors, and that's helped us to get nice take up in the marketplace.
When you look back at 2017, one of the major advancements from Intel was the introduction of the Intel Xeon Scalable processors, which was a big move for Omnipath as well. Can you tell me about that?
We were very fortunate to have three early deployments on the Scalable processor product line, perhaps most significantly with the Barcelona Supercomputing Center in Spain. That system was put out before the general availability of the Scalable processor family. And that means working very closely with an end customer to talk to them about not only what the fabric was going to look like, but what their total system performance was going to look like. So that requires a very collaborative process and making commitments in advance of actually having silicon to put in place to make those performance commitments. So that's one of the value propositions that we think we have at Intel when we're putting together multiple ingredients to an end customer, in this case a processor and a fabric. Having control of both of those technologies allows us to make those long-range commitments to end customers that they need to make their long-range purchasing decisions. We also had implementations at TAC, and since that time we've had many Skylake-based implementations. So hit the ground running and we're off and rolling.
Now, obviously supercomputing is a huge moment for Omnipath and for high-performance computing for the year. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to at supercomputing and what we can expect in terms of what's next for Omnipath.
So one of the other things that came along with the Scalable processor family launch was what we call an integrated fabric technology, right? So we call it -F, the F standing for fabric. So in this case, what we're doing is we're able to actually deliver on the processor package itself an integrated processor with a Omnipath HFI, the fabric interface. That's a significant advantage to our end customers and to our OEMs. It allows customers to have a more dense configuration because they don't have a separate stand-up PCI discrete card. And it also allows a lower cost implementation because we're getting rid of the cabling and the port cost of having that integrated in a larger system configuration. So our expectation rolling into supercomputing is that we'll see more evidence of that value proposition having taken place in the marketplace. More OEMs will have launched their -F integrated capability. Other things that I would mention rolling into supercomputing, we're really starting to see a lot of excitement in the marketplace about artificial intelligence. And we certainly believe that artificial intelligence requires a high-performance fabric in order to drive the kind of efficiency and performance gains that people using that technology are looking forward to. So our expectation is that in supercomputing, you'll see a lot of evidence of Omnipath adoption for AI and machine learning in particular. We also have a neat technology that we're calling multi-endpoint that frankly reduces one of the competitive claims that Mellanox has been making about Omnipath with respect to its ability to handle some algorithms that have just a single MPI task per processor. So we've developed this technology that essentially eliminates that single performance penalty, if you will, for running with just one MPI task. We also are going to see evidence of our second wave of customer adoptions of Omnipath, right? So repeat customer buys. Anyway, supercomputing will be a huge event, of course, and we'll be there very loudly and very proudly.
So tell me about multi-endpoint and why this is an important technology advancement.
Sure. So there are some algorithms, quantum chromodynamics is one of them, called QCD, where customers run a communication style where a single core is providing the path in and out of the processor on a particular node to the fabric. And on Knight's Landing, or Xeon Phi, that single core is less powerful than on a traditional Xeon. So essentially, when you're routing all the communication tasks through that single core, and that core is smaller than a traditional Xeon, you can limit your performance, right? So what we did with multi-endpoint was we created essentially a threaded capability for that communication task that allows us to have a much more scalable communication path from that processor. And that allows us to eliminate that performance bottleneck and drive the efficiency of that QCD code up almost 10x what it was getting before. And that's the kind of work that we expect to be doing here at Intel, engaging very deeply with an end customer to understand their problem, and then applying our resources to overcome that problem to enable them to be successful.
Tell me a little bit about the growth of Omnipath business and where you're seeing the sweet spot for this technology, if there is one, or is this just so pervasive across the tiers of high-performance computing implementations that it's just a real win in terms of the fabric connectivity delivered?
Absolutely. So our strategy from the get-go was to start at the top and work our way down. That encompasses, frankly, a lot of the public sector side of the high-performance computing market. So science and research, academic computing, intelligence community computing. We've been very successful there. But of course, our product is capable of doing not only the very high end of high-performance computing, but working its way down the ladder in a very cost-effective way. So what we're starting to see now is expansion in some of the commercial side of high-performance computing. For example, in the automotive space in Europe, we've seen a number of tier one automotive companies that have adopted Omnipath as their principal fabric for their computer-aided engineering, car design and fuel economy and crash simulation, for example. We're also seeing take up here in the United States in the oil and gas marketplace, where we've had a number of lighthouse wins. And also in the life sciences space, we have a nice win. Again, this is a Xeon Scalable product win with BASF in Europe, a chemical company. And my expectation is that we'll continue to push beyond these leadership class segments into the mid-tier of the market.
And I know that you also have the Fabric Builders program, which has grown in terms of membership. Why is that so critical to work with the ecosystem of partners in delivery of solutions?
Well, the ecosystem is really about getting our hardware and application software to work very tightly together. So Fabric Builders is primarily about establishing connections to our OEMs that carry our Omnipath product into the market in their servers and in their HPC solutions, and to the independent software vendors that build the commercially saleable applications which are used in this commercial side of the high-performance computing space. So that's what Fabric Builders is all about.
Where can folks go to find out more information about OmniPath or connect with the team around a trial.
If folks want to learn more about OmniPath, they can go to intel.com/OmniPath to learn more.
Scott, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/Cloud, and intel.com/DataCenterOptimization.